Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Queen's Table Podcast. I'm your host, Marissa J, and today I have been dying to talk about the red heifers. Now, I wanted to put out a bonus episode. I ended up not doing that because it was Easter, Resurrection Day, and apparently trans exclusionary visibility day or something. Girl, I don't know, but I didn't want nobody getting any feelings because apparently America is just super soft on a lot of things. So, I didn't want to put out a bonus episode, but we back and we got to talk about these red heifers. Listen, if y'all don't know about the red heifers, listen to me, Linda, look at Linda, listen. Listen, long time ago, way back, biblical times, okay? We're talking about Old Testament, right? So, over there, Jerusalem area, there's a mound. Girl, I don't know if it's Jerusalem or not. You can Google it, okay? Google it. Look it up. Don't take my word for it. But over there, there's a little hill, there's a mountain, there's a mound. Okay, it's the Temple Mound, all right? So, Simon from the Bible went and did some shit over there. I think Jesus went up there at one point in time or something. Girl, it was a lot of people. They did a whole lot of things on that mound, right? Very religious. Can't fuck with it, right? Okay, so boom. There's a prophecy in Judaism, old Christianity, whatever. There's a prophecy. Listen, girl, listen. I'm trying to tell you there's a prophecy, right? They say that the prophecy is that Yahweh told his people, hey, yo, check it out. So there's going to be three temples here, all right? At that point in time, I think there was like one temple, okay? So he was like, boom, so check it. When y'all build the temple for the third time, that's going to come, that's going to issue in the Messiah. All right. So y'all got to make sure you do take the proper steps so that way the Messiah can come through. Right. So the proper steps before you build the temple, the priest has to be cleansed. You can't do no cleansing without the sacrifice of a red heifer, and it's got all these rules and regulations to these, to the what type of red heifer it has to be. It can't have been yoked, meaning like, you know, like how like the cattle has like the farm equipment on his back and it be dragging it, you know what I mean? Like, it can't have done that. It has to be younger than 3 years old. Can't nobody have leaned against it. It's a whole lot of rules, right? Alright, so you have to slit his throat and then you gotta burn it. Then you gotta take the ashes and put it in a clean place. Now, from that point until the temple is built, I don't know what the fuck else is supposed to happen. I don't know. I have no idea. Okay? But I know that up to that point, you gotta have a red heifer. Now, last time that they thought that they had a red heifer was way back in the late 90s, early 2000s. And they thought they got a red heifer, but they found a white hair. Like, they found, like, a tuft of some white hairs. Disqualified. The last time that a temple was built up, well, let me take that back. Last time that a red heifer like this was sacrificed was over 2,000 years ago. Ain't found one since. Supposedly. Okay. So fast forward, right? Fast forward to... Okay, no. Fast forward a little bit. Fast forward a little bit to Muhammad, right? So then Muhammad came along and Allah told him, like, hey, go to this mound. And he went to the Temple Mount, and that's when Allah told him how many times a Muslim should be praying a day. Now, you can go out and find the worst of the worst Muslim. That one Muslim that be sneaking and smoking cigarettes and gambling on the side, going in with a disguise and shit. You know, like the worst of the worst, pimps. Okay? The worst of the worst. I promise you, they will still pray five times a day. They gonna do that. They gonna do that. So, all of these religions, Christians and the Jews and the Muslims, they see this mound as a very religious and sacred spot. Okay. So, boom. Bunch of wars happen. Fast forward. Now it's on the Muslim side. Muslims got control of it, right? You go to Mecca, you go to the wall, you go to the all of the things, and everybody can mix and mingle. It's all kinds of Jews and Christians and Muslims just seating together and praying together, and you know, like they blood. But that Temple Mount, I don't know, baby. If you ain't a Muslim, you ain't getting in. They are not letting you in. So, and I don't know how you're supposed to prove that you're a Muslim. I really don't know. But that's what they say. And the Muslims know about this prophecy too. They know about it so much so that when the Ottoman Turks took over the place and it was, you know, Muslim territory and whatnot, they stoned up, like put a stone wall in the east gate where the Messiah is supposed to come through. It's not funny. They stoned it up where the Messiah is supposed to come through because they like, hell to the motherfucking nah. Allah said that he ain't sending nobody else after Muhammad. That's it. No more. So anybody else come through, they ain't real. Don't believe anything they say. They already know. They got the jump on it. They already know what's up. And then I think Jesus went and did some stuff on that mound too. Everybody been there. Everybody been there. Real popular spot for religious figures in the Judeo-Christian faiths. So, fast forward. We're going to get to what the Christians say about this prophecy in a second, okay? I ain't forgot. Fast forward, right, to September of last year. September of last year, this Texas rancher ended up having five red heifers. Not one, not two, not three, but five. Five of them. Five perfectly perfect red heifers. And he was like, you know what? I bet the Jews will love this. So he called up Israel. Ring, ring. Israel, hey, what's up? I got some cows for you. Okay, cool. Let me go check it out. Netanyahu sent some folks over. And they check them out. They do all the tests and everything. Come to find out, it's the real deal. All of them. Now, why they gotta take all of them for? I don't know. Maybe if they make a mistake or something, I'm not 100% sure. But they took all of the cows. Okay. So, what happened in October? Everybody said, oh no, the Muslims went crazy. They chopping heads off of babies. Why do you think they did that? Why do you think they did that for? So I have been under the impression that it's like, okay, slowly but surely people have been trickling in from all across the world into Israel. And Israel ends up getting bigger and bigger and bigger and pushing people out. Pushing people out of their homes, displacing them, okay? Regardless of what your religion is, if you think that that is fair, if you think that that is okay, simply because a long time ago, a mythical creature said, hey, you guys, this is y'all spot forever, ever, in perpetuity. If you think that's fair, if you think that is okay, there's nothing that I can say to you any further. Go ahead, cut this shit off, because I can't go. You're just not going to be able to understand. Okay? You can't do shit like that. That's number one. Cut me off if you disagree, please. So I've been operating under the belief that it's because territory is being taken away. I was wrong. Here's my official retraction. I was wrong. Because Amaz said already, and this is apparently, they didn't say this a minute ago, a while ago. But they had just reiterated this shit not too long ago. They said, no, we mad over the cows. Y'all brought them red heifers, and we know what the fuck the red heifer mean. You brought them cows over here, and y'all know we don't play that shit. Let me tell you something. For those of y'all that are old enough to remember, do you guys remember when South Park was doing those episodes about Islam and the Islamic faith, and they was going to do a draw, like they were going to do put Muhammad in the cartoon, the Prophet Muhammad, and everybody went in like into a frenzy, like all the Muslims was like, no. Trey Parker and the other dude, like the two creators of South Park, they was getting death threats and some mo shit for months. They was terrified. Why? Because you can't depict what Muhammad looks like. That's blasphemy to them. So if they willing to kill you over a cartoon of their prophet, what do you think they are going to do when you bring not one, but five red heifers to fulfill a prophecy that they are not okay with? What you think is gonna happen? Yeah, they're gonna start chopping the heads off of babies. Now, I'm not condoning that. I'm not saying that that's okay. I'm not. That's not what I'm saying at all. I'm just saying I was wrong when I thought that it was one thing. It wasn't that. It was because of these fucking cows, yo. It was because of these fucking cows. So, you got these cows, right? My thing is you've got a lot of Christian people who are pro-Israel and pro everything that Israel does. Israel can do no wrong in these Christians' eyeballs. Now, my question is this. Why are there so many Christians that are on board with this, on board with whatever Israel does, on board with these red cows, on board with this prophecy? I'm hearing Christians talking about, yeah, we with the shits. What? Let me tell you why it confuses me so much. It confuses me because even though I'm not a Christian at this point in my life, I grew up a Christian, and I grew up in the church all day, every day, VBS, every summer, okay? I know that the whole reason why Jesus Christ died on the cross for everyone's sins was so that we would not have to do that shit no more. Yeah, it was to take away everyone's sins. Yes, of course. Cool. That was the whole point. Fine. Okay, fuck it. That was the whole point. But also, because he died on the cross for everybody's sins, you don't have to do sacrifices no more. at this point, if you're still doing sacrifices, that's considered not of God. Paganism. Right? So, why are y'all cool with these people? I'm not saying that they pagans. I'm not saying that Jews are pagans. I'm just saying Christians should not be believing in sacrificing any damn thing. You want to give up something for Lent? Give up something for Lent. Fine. But I'm talking about taking the life of another creature, one of God's creatures. You think God is going to be cool with that? Do you think God would be okay with, you think this is what he wants? For them to sacrifice one of his animals when he already sent his only begotten son, that whom shall ever believe in him shall not perish but have everlasting life? I'm so confused. I'm so confused. Why? I'm trying to tiptoe here. I'm trying to be good. I'm trying to tiptoe and not come off as something else. Okay? Just because you are being critical of a place, a government, a religion even, that does not make you anti-Semitic, okay? I'm criticizing what's going on here. I'm not calling nobody pagans. I'm not calling nobody demons. I'm not doing none of that shit. I'm just saying, why are Christians so on board with this prophecy when that's the last thing that y'all should be wanting? That's number one. Number two, Christians know in the book of Revelations that there's, before the Messiah comes, Jesus, there's going to be an Antichrist to come. And he's going to claim that he's the Messiah. But see, in the Jewish faith, some, not saying all, but some, it's customary to view Jesus Christ as a prophet, but not the Messiah, in the same way that Muslims believe that Jesus Christ was a Messiah and not the prophet. Okay, that's fine. That's cool. But in the Jewish faith, they believe in their own Messiah. So if they're doing all of this to usher in their Messiah, but Christians believe in the Antichrist, I'm not finna connect the dots. You connect the dots. I'm not finna do it. I'm not finna do it. You do it. I didn't say it. You say it. I'm just saying, I'm just so super confused. And like, I've tried to have this conversation before. I've tried asking one of my really good friends about this. And the explanation just wasn't. What the response that I got was basically, even if this ushers in the Antichrist, that Jesus cannot come until all of this shit happens. And the end goal is to be with Jesus Christ and by any means necessary, boom. Now, if that's what that means, if that's what it means to be a Christian, I'm not on board. I can't do that. I can't do that. I can't see a God looking down on everything that he created. He created all of us. He created all of them. He created all of this. He created all of that. I cannot sit here and tell you that I can truly envision a benevolent God looking down saying, yeah, this is the blueprint. Huh? What? Why? 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 I don't know. And then you've got the eclipse coming up on April the 8th. That's next week. I don't know. And that eclipse is going to be super rare, apparently. And you look at certain rituals that all types of religions do. You know, every first Sunday there's communion, at least at Baptist churches. I don't know about anywhere else, but I've only ever been to Baptist churches and non-denominational. That's all I've ever been to. And I can't even tell you, because I don't even think I went on a first Sunday to a non-denominational. So at least with Baptists, there's communion every first Sunday, right? So like there's certain things to happen with these types of rituals, right? So I don't know. I didn't see nothing about this. I didn't hear nothing about this. Ain't nobody told me nothing about this. I'm just curious to know if stars need to be aligned in order for these cows to get sacrificed. And if so, what alignments should which stars be in? Should the moon be covering the sun? I'm just saying. I don't know. I don't know if they're going to do it on the 8th. I don't know. But I do know that they had the time is running out. Them cows is already like two and a half years old. They got to do this quick. And then that's not even to go into the with the Baba. Ooh, what was it, girl? I don't even fucking know. I probably shouldn't even say nothing about this because I really don't know. I only heard this in passing, but something about Netanyahu back in the 90s, there was this dude who was prophesizing all kinds of shit. He told him, hey, yo, you need to hurry up and usher in this prophecy or what? Girl, it's a mess. Girl, it's a mess. I don't know. Here's the thing. I don't believe in not none of this shit, okay? I don't believe in any shadow. I don't believe in no prophecy. I don't believe that if you cut the throat of a red heifer, even if it is during an eclipse and all the other things are right in place, that it's going to usher in a dude from the sky. I don't believe in that. This is all from a book that was written well over 2,000 years ago. I'm sorry, I don't believe in it. But I tell you what I do believe in. I believe in the power that human beings hold in their beliefs. I believe they believe this shit. And that's enough for me. Because if they believe in this shit so much so that the mere sight of a red fucking cow makes them go, hey, yo, we finna start chopping heads off of babies. I wholeheartedly believe that would be the start of World War III. And y'all know, I've been hollering about World War III for the longest. And I've been sitting up here saying that it was either going to be China or Russia or one of them. Mercy. Little did we know. And it's scary too, because it's like it says all of the nations in the world will rise up against Israel. That sounds like a World War III, don't it? And it kind of sounds like some shit that might go down real fucking soon, don't it? Because honestly, if they were over here antagonizing people, like, maybe this shit wouldn't be happening. Religion is good. to look back on and to reflect and to, you know, have your peace with whatever creator that you believe in. Like, it's good for you. It's good. I don't have a problem with religion at all. But when it causes you to start killing each other, when it causes you to say, you know what, I'm going to practice this entire ritual that requires the sacrifice of a particular animal, I don't see it. But then folk want to look at voodoo and hoodoo, you know what I'm saying, and talk shit about about these root workers cutting chicken heads off and goats and whatnot. But at least they use every fucking part of that shit. They don't just throw it away. That cow finna be burnt to ashes. They finna incinerated. And who knows, they might have multiple cows because they have multiple priests in case something happens to the one. You know what I'm saying? Like, who fucking knows? All I know is that I believe that everybody that's involved in this shit, I believe they believe in this shit. And if they believe in it, that is more than enough for everyone to be terrified. And wouldn't that be something? Because, like, everybody always tells me, oh, Marissa, wouldn't it be better to believe than not to believe? Wouldn't you want to be, you know, just chance it? Because what else could happen? Oh, you just fall into the abyss. Those aren't your only two fucking options. That's number one. Those aren't the only two fucking options. But, oh, it just lights out and that's it. Or you can choose to believe in this. You know, like, it just, I don't know, guys. I've been spiraling, obviously. If you can't tell. I've been thinking about it a lot. I have. I've been thinking about this probably a little bit too much. Because in the grand scheme of things, if the shit really hit the fan, where I'm at, there is no shelter. I'm dead. Like, it is what it is. Most of everybody that I know, yeah, we all gonna be dead. I think North Korea has the slowest nuclear missile. And if you don't think Kim is over there talking about, oh yeah, as soon as y'all distracted, I'm finna blow. If you really think that China's not sitting over there, Taiwan, y'all just had an earthquake and everything. Yeah. As soon as everybody look away, I'm finna snatch y'all up. Y'all blink. Next thing you know, Taiwan is no longer a thing. Y'all really over here thinking that shit just really ain't finna hit the fucking fan. Shit finna hit the fan. But if once the shit hits the fan, if North Korea decides to launch, I think they have one of the slowest missiles in at 30 minutes, I think, 30, 32 minutes, something like that. It would take that long for North Korea to launch a missile from there to our coast. So that's 30 minutes. That's the shortest time. I think Putin got missiles that'll reach us in like 30 seconds. I'm not even playing. No, that's not right. We got 30 second missiles, I think. I don't know. We don't know what we got. It's not like they tell us. It's not like it's on Amazon where we could just buy the shit up. Like, we don't get a briefing on any of this shit. But I was watching this one interview with this, I think she was an ex-CIA agent or something like that. But there's like 6 minutes for the president to decide whether or not to launch an attack, a counterattack, or not to launch at all. Like, 6 minutes to decide from regardless. Like, of wherever the president's at. 6 minutes. That's still not enough time for you to go get your kids from school. Yeah, that's a scary thought. That's a scary ass thought. There's not enough time for you to go to your mom's house. Not 6 minutes, not unless you live down the road. You know what I mean? Like, this is fucking real and it's scary. Fuck the prophecies and all of that shit. None of us are going to be around to see any of this shit. It's almost as if people don't know or don't remember or don't want to think about Hiroshima. Just had a whole fucking movie come out about it. And it's almost as if we just like, yeah. Nuclear bombs. That's right. We got to remind everybody. I don't want to be fucking reminded of that shit. We need to be doing away with them. What the fuck is this? This is, but we're not, because why would we, right? So now we're just, okay. Well, it's all doom and gloom from here, guys. It's all the doom and gloom from here. There's really nothing you can do. You can't write to a fucking senator or a mayor about this shit. Ceasefire at people asking for ceasefire still and shit like that. That's not gonna happen, number one. And number two, even if there was a ceasefire, they're gonna start back up again. So it's not like end the war. It's like stop firing for a few minutes. They're gonna fire again. Like, it's almost like every solution out there is just a band-aid. This is a broken fucking arm here, people. This is a broken fucking arm. I don't know. I guess get right with your God. I suppose. If you have the answers, if you feel as though you can explain this to me in a way that you think I would be able to comprehend, don't talk to me like I'm a 5-year-old, but don't be condescending about it. If you feel like I could benefit from your knowledge on the parts that I'm confused on, or if there's anything that I'm wrong about, because this is a very sensitive topic and I really don't want to piss anybody off. I really don't. That's not my goal here. That's not my aim. I know a lot of people like to think that I just say wild and crazy shit just to get the people riled up. I don't. I don't. These are my actual fucking thoughts. So if I'm wrong, please tell me where I'm wrong at. Just point it out to me. You wrong here, 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 and here. And these are the reasons why. You wrong because it is. Here's my cited source. You know what I'm saying? Give me something that I can look up, that I can go and research. Shit. You know what I mean? But if I'm not wrong, then I don't know. Draw your own conclusions. That's it for me, guys. Bye.